Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace. Lindy Turner is off this week. Have a very special guest in studio once again. Want to welcome Chad Graves, and Chad is with Mainstream Media. And this is so cool because there's a new sheriff in town. Y'all have taken over the studios here at WAEW.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for having me on, Stace. I am super excited about being here and just actually having the ability to be part of these stations in Crossville with all of the rich history here as such. It's a really great experience. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a cluster of radio stations that have made an impact on Cumberland County, the Plateau, and beyond for literally years. And it's so fun to be able to see literally what's happening as we're talking. I mean, things are moving and, you know, deaths are coming, and the whole place, the whole vibe is alive and energetic.
Yes. Well, it has been a whirlwind because I was not a radio person before we purchased the stations. We actually started purchasing them in McMinnville, and I decided, you know what, McMinnville is my hometown, so that's why we wanted to actually be in the radio so we could help people in our hometown and give a voice to people that wanted to get their message out.
Now, what is your background?
Well, my background is, like I said, I grew up in McMinnville. My dad owned a grocery store, so grew up in high school working in a grocery store. Went off to Tennessee Tech. I got my master's.
Alums.
Wings up. Yes. And got my MBA from Tech. And then afterwards, my wife was going to pharmacy school in Atlanta. So I went down to Atlanta with her. And I ended up starting an IT company in Atlanta. So I've been in the IT business for... So I owned the IT company for 9 years, and then I sold it to another company, and then I worked for that same company for another 9 years. So I was in the IT business for 20 years or so in Atlanta.
So owning these businesses and growing up in a local grocery store environment, you know the power of local radio and how it impacts not just the advertisers who are, you know, smart enough to use it as a medium to get their message out, but also the community in general.
Absolutely. I remember my dad going to the radio whenever we were young and doing the commercials on the radio, and I thought it was the neatest thing to hear my dad on the radio. And I also remember my mom turning the radio on Saturday morning and hearing the local tradio or swap and shop, as it was called. I'll never forget it. It's a part of my past as well.
And I think for those of us who have ever been in radio, you know, I remember going back to a million years ago when I was in college, and there was the folks that were going on the TV track and then the folks that were going on the radio track, right, in the broadcast department. And I kind of explored both of them just because it was part of my degree. What I always came back to for radio was that there was just this magic about it. You know, when you're watching something on TV, as great as it is because you're being able to get the visual as well as the audio, I think it takes away some of that romantic magic, right? But when you're dealing with radio, it's so personal. It's a one-on-one connection. And I think that's so powerful. So I can relate to what you're saying, how cool it was.
Yes, it was. I'll never forget just waking up to hear those bumpers and the liners of, you know, going into these different shows on the radio. It's really neat. And I know that the internet and technology has changed this industry tremendously. Yeah. But I still think there is a great love for radio, and it's going to be around for a little while.
Well, you know, I do podcasting as well. And that is kind of like, you know, people say, well, that's the new radio. The difference, the inherent difference between radio and podcasting is the locality, is the local connection, right? Because you can podcast and you can, you know, do your little thing for, you know, for millions of people that you're never going to know, that it's such a global kind of medium, which is fantastic. Radio is different. And I think when we really come back to the importance of radio is when we have a situation like a severe storm, when you have a situation where there's an earthquake, depending on where you're at, or, you know, I'm from Seattle originally, the volcano situation, right? So to be able to get a TV crew out is much more difficult than to be able to come into a radio station and have that connection and have that immediacy and working with first responders. And you know, I've been blessed enough to be able to have been a part of these stations for so many years and to be on call during those situations and to be on the phone with the first responders and taking reports and then funneling them to the studio, you know, so we can get on the air immediately and get people to safety. And one of the most powerful experiences I had was after some tornadoes that we had. I want to say it was in 2013. And I had the opportunity to go back and to meet some of the families who were affected. And the woman said to me, she came up, she gave me a big hug. And she said, I just wanted to thank you and the staff because you saved our lives. You told us the tornado was coming. I grabbed my grandbabies. We went into the tub and we had a blanket and we had pillows over us and it saved our life because, as you see, our house is destroyed. And that was, for me, I think, my biggest aha moment of how important and how vital radio stations are to a local community.
Well, I totally agree. It's the most immediate way to reach people. It's like, if you don't have, just think about it, if the internet goes out, and it does happen from time to time, even from your cell phone, you still have the radio that you can rely on.
That's right.
And it's going to be generally available, if especially if we have an internet outage at some point in time. However, like I said, I'm a technology guy. That's my background, and I was a little bit surprised whenever we came into the radio and saw that we haven't adopted all of the new technology in radio just yet. So that's one of my goals and missions with owning these radio stations, is sort of to bring them up into a new technology era. But I still want to be able to broadcast over the airwaves just like we always have. But I also want to be able to take our message to the internet and make a podcast out of all of our shows.
Absolutely.
Because I think people outside of our regular listening area would love to hear, you know, the Stace Cargi show.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, so I do. I think all of our shows will end up being a podcast, and we really want to have cameras in our studio so that we have a video component to all of our shows as well. That's our mission, but we want to keep everything as local as we possibly can. That is really, I feel like, the lifeblood of radio, is keeping it local.
So what made you decide that, okay, I've built these companies, I'm at this point in my life, hey, radio sounds like that would be a fun idea.
Well, it was real. Honestly, I had no idea that what it was about. I really didn't, and I was not expecting to be in radio at all. I had been buying real estate and doing some real estate transactions, and the radio station building was actually adjoining to one of my properties that I owned.
Oh, okay.
And I really, it was a little run down and it needed some updating. So I started talking about buying the building. And then whenever the unfortunate passing of Jeff Shaw, it became available. And I said, you know what, let's try it. And once I got in, I was hooked. Mm. I really have been hooked on it. And it has been an outstanding journey. We've poured a ton of money into it so far, and we're going to keep putting money into it because it needed to be updated. There's a lot of updating that needed to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, I had the opportunity to visit the McMinnville stations and to see some of the upgrades that are happening, and it was a world of difference. Radio sort of has this, sort of has this mystique, right, that it's a lonely person in a very dark, dank room with a pile of records, you know, saying, and now coming, you know. I mean, it's this, right, it's this whole sort of image that you have in your mind. But the reality is that radio does so much more than just play records or just put a program on the air. Like I said earlier, it connects. And that connection is important, not just for the people internally, but for the people externally. And when we're looking at trying to get our message across, the way you do that, obviously, is through advertising, right? And you have to have a place that is professional, that is sanitary and clean and bright and welcoming. And I will say this unequivocally, those McMinnville stations are that in spades. It is beautiful.
Well, thank you for saying that, but because we, like I said, we have put a lot of money into to those stations so far, and we want to do the same thing in our Sparta station next. I don't know if you've ever been to our Sparta locations, but we have a great station there. We've got two stations in Sparta. It's the Mullet, Classic Country, which is outstanding, and Yurt, which is a Sparta thing.
You know what a yurt is, right?
Yeah, but this is not that same kind of yurt. Yeah. This is a, like I said, it's a... I've never been in another place that they had a word for, you know, welcome. It's like the hello word, yurt. So, so we plan to update Sparta, and Crossville was doing pretty well by itself, and we wanted to, you know, leave Crossville alone as long as we could, you know, but we do want to do some upgrades in Crossville, but that will be after we do Sparta. So that's our plan.
Well, it's exciting. And that's the thing, is that when you come into a situation that's already a fairly well-oiled machine, and these stations, you know, are heritage stations here in Cumberland County. So to be able to come in and say, look, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. However, have you noticed that there's better wheels?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. Crossville has been doing very well. It seems like we have some real talent in place here in Crossville. So that's really, so we don't want to break it.
Right.
And we don't want to break anything that is working well. We feel like McMinnville was broken. It just hadn't had any, you know, real love and care for a while. So, obviously, me being from there, I wanted to put a lot of love into to the McMinnville station. So that's kind of where we started. So we're getting close to being finished there, and then we're going to move on to Sparta. And then when that's done, we want to come up to Crossville and see what we can do here. We just want to give new tools and just do some you know, renovations to the building and make it look a little more modern, a little updated.
And what's so great is this is a huge opportunity. If you have a business or you have somebody who has a business or you're thinking about maybe starting a business, what a great opportunity to say, maybe now I can invest some of my hard-earned dollars into advertising through radio and see all of this cool stuff emerging, because you're going to be on the front lines, right? If you come on board right now as an advertiser in, say, McMinnville, and then coming in Crossville and coming in Sparta, right, and maybe buy all of these stations because they really do interconnect in our communities. So think about the value added as these podcasts are coming online and these, you know, these cameras start coming online. Value added to be on the cusp of something that has never happened in our area.
That's right. I truly feel like getting some new, just breathing a little bit of, I guess, new technology and new life into some of these stations just creates some energy and some buzz around this. And we want to keep expanding on our existing shows that are already popular and well listened to. We want to bring in more talent and more additional types of shows to have more people tune in to our content. So that's really part of our plan as well. And we're also looking at maybe buying some additional stations in the future as well. We just want to keep it local, but we also want to add some new technology into some of these aging markets that where, you know, maybe they just haven't upgraded in a while. So that's really our plan.
You know, this reminds me of, did you ever see the TV show Schitt's Creek?
I did, yes.
This is very reminiscent to me of, and if you've never seen the show, it's, you know, this family that was very wealthy and they kind of lost everything and they end up in this little town that they had bought as a joke for their son. It's just a little synopsis. But they end up, it's a motel that they end up living in. It's a roadside motel. It's very run down. And as they kind of ingrain themselves in the community and they become really a part of this, they realize that by upgrading this motel, they have now become a profit center. And then it's like, hey, do you realize that there's all of these motels all across America that have sort of been ignored? And if we can franchise these, you know, and the impact, not just environmentally, because, you know, you think about that, right, and how they're taking these eyesores and dilapidated buildings and then bringing them up to code and making them beautiful, but also saving this history. And I kind of think about it very similar to what you're talking about. And I know you and I have had some conversations off air about, you know, you really want to be that voice of rural America.
That's right.
And particularly in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me of that, being able to take these radio stations that have been neglected, you know, that have sort of been in the community forever and people have fond memories of them back in the day, and saying, hey, you know what? We're still here. And not only are we here, but we're better than ever. And this is how we're not just going to help you as maybe an advertiser, but we're going to help our communities.
That's right. Well, we feel like you can get your music from anywhere. You can go to Spotify and Pandora, mm-hmm. or Apple Music. You can get that from anywhere. But what you can't get is you can't hear a commercial for your cousin's grocery store,
right.
or your family's flower shop, or, you know, the garage down the street.
Right.
You can't hear the commercials for those. So we feel like that's really important to keep the community involved in our local radio stations, because I feel like that's the lifeblood of it's what makes me happy, and I think that it makes a lot of people happy, is just being part of a community. So I want to keep that.
And I've really been noticing a lot on your Facebook pages at Main Street Media for the McMinnville stations in particular. I know you've been putting a lot of time into bringing those kind of up into today, and just seeing the focus, the hyper focus on, you know, high school sports and local, you know, I would say local celebrities, but I mean, people in our community that are making a difference every single day and having conversations with them and being able to post them. And I'm pretty impressed, first of all, that the sites are done so well. And I guess that would make sense being an IT guy.
Right. Well, thank you for saying that. We do have very talented people that help us. And we have been very fortunate to find someone that handles our social media for us. But she's really good at staying on top of the posts and making sure that that anything we send her gets updated very, very quickly. So it's actually worked out very, very well.
It's really beautiful. And being able to think that, you know, this is going to be coming to our area here in Cumberland County is awesome. And again, from my business brain thinks, wow, how cool for an advertiser, a company that's trying to get their message across, to be able maybe to even sponsor, you know,
that's right.
those posts.
Yes. So that is our plan as well. So it's not just radio. We are Main Street Media. We are a media company, and I'm an IT person. So I like the digital aspect of advertising and promotion. That's really the goal of what we wanted to do here, is bring new technology, new ideas into the radio. The radio is a great, great base. There are 85% of all adults listen to the radio every week. Mm-hmm. A study comes out every single year and tells us the same thing. And it has not declined. Like everyone keeps telling me, oh, why did you buy radio stations? People are still listening to radio at least once a week. 85% of adults listen to the radio every week.
Yeah, I mean, and we definitely see it in times of trouble. I'll put it that way. I mean, I know when Hurricane Helene hit and devastated Eastern Tennessee and Asheville area and the Western North Carolina, I mean, it just devastated absolutely devastated that area. And the only way that messages could be reached, that people got emergency information, was via the radio. And the radio station in North Carolina actually stayed on the air 24/7. They had their staff there camped out, feeding information to the community. Here's where you can go if you need shelter immediately. Here's where you can go if you need food immediately. Here's where you can go if you need water. And that, you know, we talked earlier about that immediacy is so important. And to me, as not just a host on this program with Clinch Powell, but as an advertiser on the station, I see the value in radio. I've done radio since 1986, so I've got a long history and partnership with radio stations and media. And when folks ask me, why do you advertise on radio? You know, how do people get that message? You have to understand how radio is consumed. Like you said, 95%, you know, it's crazy, right? But it's about recurrent. It's about continuing the conversation. It's not a one and done.
Right? That's right. People tend to remember whenever they hear the message instead of just seeing it in print. And there is a place for print.
Absolutely.
There's a place for video advertising, but I still think that it creates a different message and a different story whenever you can hear the owner of the local garage get on. This is a small business. These are our neighbors.
Yes.
These are people in our community. They like to get on and tell their own story. So we also, my wife is a pharmacist, as I mentioned earlier. We have a pharmacy in McMinnville, and we like for our staff to get on and do their advertising for us, because they love the store. They love what they do as well, and we want them to be able to tell their story of why they like, you know, being at the pharmacy or being a pharmacy technician. That's important to us, is to let everyone tell their story, and everyone has a voice whenever we use the radio medium to do that.
I love that. So now that you've become an owner of radio, what do you see is different than what you ever thought? Like, are you thinking, wow, I never thought this?
Well, I'll say that the technology, I never thought that the technology was, you know, to get from my voice onto the radio was two wires had to go from this microphone, you know, all the way through the system, because in an IT world, you know, a computer controls all of that.
Right.
So, like I said, and this is happening in radio stations across the entire world, likely, that they haven't been upgraded to the latest technology. So that's what I was a little surprised about, is that they haven't been upgraded. I think the big companies, the Cumulus and iHearts, you know, they've been doing this for a while now, but the small radio stations are still using older technology, but they are still very much relevant and doing, many of them are doing very, very well.
Yeah, I mean, the technology part is a big deal, especially in local radio, because you have usually mom and pop sort of ownership that's gone on for, you know, maybe even generations. And the funds to be able to upgrade, and it's not just the funds, but it's also the know-how. And it's easy with any position, any job that you have, it's easy to come into your work and do what you've always done because that's what you've always did.
That's right.
Versus being able to say, huh, you know, if we could just maybe change our cashier system to a PO, you know, point of sale system, you know, it's going to be much more efficient. And, you know, now maybe our servers can turn and burn their tables a little bit quicker. And that's going to equate to, you know, an extra $200 a day in sales.
That's right.
It's going to pay for itself. But it's hard to think that way.
It is. It is. But I also think that we have some outstanding talent here in Crossville. We have Panama Jack,
amazing,
who has been on the radio forever.
Yep.
We have
Ronnie
who has been on the radio forever. And
beloved.
She is. They
beloved.
Are outstanding. And
yes.
I want other markets to be able to hear these guys.
Yep.
So whenever we upgrade our technology, we could actually take Ronnie in Panama and put them in McMinnville. So
love that. Syndicate them, baby. Yeah,
that's
syndicate
right.
them.
I think that is that's part of our plan as well. And we have a guy in McMinnville. His name's Justin Reed.
He's great.
He has an outstanding voice, and he has the Justin Reed Show, where he loves old country. I mean, that is his passion, is old country. We're going to give him a platform to have his show, and we want it to play. We want the rest of the world to hear Justin's show because we think it's that good. So we're going to give him the platform to have the Justin Reed Show, and we're going to put it in Crossville and in Sparta, and it will also be online. But it's a great older country.
Love that.
Show.
Legendary country, because
yes.
that's, you know, wow 102.5 is, you know, today's country and the legends. We love that.
That's exactly right. And we think that there's a great place for our legend country, but we also have ideas for other shows. We have an outer country show, which there are a lot of up-and-coming artists that do not get radio play
love
very much.
Love this idea. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we feel like that there's a place for that. But we have a show in McMinnville called Town Talk that is very, very important to our community, where we have the county executive is on once a month, the director of schools is on once a month, we have the city mayor is on once a month, so that they can tell their story in their own words, you know, not with any kind of slant or spin on this. So they have the ability to get their message out using their own words. And that's what really, really appeals to me.
This is with the best of local radio.
That's right. And we have another show that I forgot to mention. We call it Hey Hey Hitchcock, because it's the guy, he is sort of a legend around McMinnville. And again, this is just the McMinnville shows, but we plan to do something similar here in Crossville. But is a horticulture show, and McMinnville is the nursery capital of the world, so we have all types of horticulture, and so we have the ag extension agent on, and then we have these different nursery owners on that have different specialties. We have a guy coming on in a couple of weeks that has exotic plants. They are carnivorous plants.
Wow, okay.
I visited this guy's nursery, and he has plants that eat. There was a bird in this plant. Yeah. So they eat mice. It's truly, I had no idea that this existed.
Wow.
But it's this little small nursery in the middle of nowhere out in McMinnville that has this growing these exotic plants. It's a very controlled environment. But I want to get that message out that we have this, this resource in Warren County. And again, I want to do the same thing here in Cumberland County, because there's a lot of outstanding things happening here.
Oh, you think about what we have here to offer. I mean, we've got the Palace Theater. We've got the amazing Cumberland County Playhouse with, you know, world-class productions.
That's right.
I mean, we are the golf capital of Tennessee.
Yes.
So, you know, you look around at our quality of life, some of the best medical facilities for aging folks here in Cumberland County. And, of course, you know, you've got this Cumberland Mountain State Park. We've got so much. And we have Bucky's. I mean, let's face it, right? We are literally the in-between between Nashville and Knoxville. You cannot be in a better position than here on the plateau. And I think that's why so many of us who come here, you know, as transplants or whatever, we say, this is our home. And so, again, I'm so excited for the changes being made to be able to spotlight the individuals and the quality of life that we have here.
Well, Stace, I have to say that the only reason that I wanted these Crossville stations is because it was near a Buc-ee's. So
Now we need to get them on the air. Yeah. If you'd like to advertise, give us a holler.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm kidding there, but Buc-ee's is kind of a, you know, my kids are crazy about Buc-ee's, and I kind of like to stop in Buc-ee's sometimes too.
Hey, you know what? I like the beef jerky. So
yes.
There you go. So we just have a couple more minutes. So what's the one thing that you can tell us that you want Cumberland County to know now that Main Street Media is here?
I want Cumberland County to know that the radio is here to stay, and we want all of the people of Cumberland County to be able to have their voice heard. So if you want to get a message out about your business, we want to help you with that. We actually have one of our owners in well, he's in McMinnville now, but he actually lives in Franklin. Used to work for Glenn Beck. He was a creative director for a major show. And we have really, really good talent that can help write commercials and can help. We can really help get a message out for the people, whether it is a public service announcement, or it is someone wanting to advertise a new product, or just advertise their business in general. We want to be able to tell that message and help our businesses and friends and community tell their message. That's the goal.
It's a perfect. And thank you so much. Welcome to Cumberland County. If you want to learn more about Main Street Media, of course, you can give them a call. What's the number to reach y'all?
931-473-9383. We'll get you through the door there.
And, of course, find out more about Clinch Pal online, clinchpal.net. Find us online there 24/7. Of course, you can catch this in our podcast as well as prior shows. For Lindy Turner, I'm Stace Cargi. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal on WAEW.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.